Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation presents High School Basketball.
Cats on the run. Austin, great pass to Stevens. Stevens wasn't ready for it. Shelton comes up with a loose ball, gives it back to Stevens. Left side, here's Schreiner. He's open for three, and he hits the three. Great ball movement by Kearney High.
Tonight, it's live coverage of Kearney Bearcat Basketball. High School Basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
Rebounded by Schreiner. Cats on the run. They'll get it out. 4-3. And it's gone. Jake Shelton screened the three. And we got a timeout.
All the excitement of Bearcat basketball is coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter live at courtside right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Kearney High School, the site of our second game of our boy-girl doubleheader between the Bearcats and Lincoln Southeast. In case you missed it, the Southeast girls, number two in the state, played like it because they got past Kearney 66-29. But now in the boys' game, well, a much more even matchup. Southeast comes in with a record of 9-4 on the year. Kearney High at 10-4. And again, both teams with a record like that, kind of indicative. You know, you play well for a while, there's a few games you don't win, and it's just kind of a somewhat of an up and down affair for both of these two teams. The last couple of games for Lincoln Southeast, they lost at North Star 59-45. They had a 17-point win at Omaha Burke, but Burke 3-11 on the year. So, you know, you take a look at the teams that they beat with winning records, there really haven't been a whole lot of wins against teams with winning records. Southeast did beat Grand Island. They also lost to Grand Island this year. They lost by 10. They won by 11. And again, Kearney High, a 2-point game played in Grand Island. So simply looking at the two Grand Island matchups, it does indicate that this could be a pretty tight ball game. Kearney, with a record of 10-4, their last game was played at Omaha Benson. And Benson, 10-5 on the season, they had a fairly convincing win at home against Kearney High, 68-53. Kearney did not play real well last weekend against North Platte, where they won that one 38-37. But again, they did win. They certainly would take a win here if they don't play well. But in talking with Scott Steinberg at halftime of the girls' game, he assures us if Kearney High does not play well, more than likely they will not be able to win against Southeast tonight. These two teams both like the pressure. Both like to run the floor. Both like to shoot the three. They really are, in a lot of ways, mirror images of each other. So we anticipate a very interesting, exciting game between Kearney High and Lincoln Southeast. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for the Bearcats and for the Knights. We'll do that when we continue with our New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact carrier Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Let's give you tonight's starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln Southeast. Their starters will look like this. Ryan Severs is a 6'3 senior point guard. Also making the start tonight will be Najay Jackson. He is a junior at 6'1. He'll play a little bit of point, but mostly shooting guard. Also playing the guard position tonight will be Dylan Dragoo. Dragoo, a 6'3 senior, a very good rebounder. One of the game plan emphasis tonight is to make sure that they box him out and contest the threes. Making the start tonight will be Jake Dannon. Dannon does not start every game. He will start tonight, though. He is 6'5 and a junior. Dannon, normally a substituter, again plays great help defense, according to the Kearney High scouting report. And the final starter tonight for Lincoln Southeast is DJ Day. Day, a 6'4 sophomore, and again, a post player, wants to get the ball on the inside. They rarely get the ball out because he is really kind of set up to really drive in there and does take threes in the transition game. As the secondary break, he is a pretty good three-point shooter as well. And again, a 6'4 post, he's pretty strong here for Lincoln Southeast. Now for Kearney High, their starters look like this. Damian Austin will make the start as usual. He is a 5'6 sophomore. Austin is averaging 8.6 points, 2.8 rebounds per ball game. Nate Stevens, a 6'2 senior, will make the start tonight as well, as per usual. Stevens on the season is averaging about 15.6 points and 5.5 rebounds a game. Jake Shelton, a 6'2 senior. Shelton is averaging 11.5 points and 3 rebounds a contest. Thomas Gillen, a senior as well at 6'3. And Gillen is averaging right at 11 points per ball game and 5 rebounds. Derek Schreiner will round out the starting lineup for head coach Scott Steinbrook. He is 6'1 senior. Stevens Schreiner averages averaging 5 points a game and 3 rebounds contest. Your starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions for products and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. And the starter is being announced here for Kearney High. We'll try to give you a little flavor of that as Austin is introduced. And again, Kearney High hoping to get a pretty loud crowd in this building as this has a little bit different feel than the open gym at Lincoln Southeast. And the Bearcats can put some pressure on, make this place good and loud. They hope to really pick up a home court advantage tonight against Lincoln Southeast. Again, Southeast 9-4, Kearney High 10-4. Bearcats in their home white uniforms, and on the road black will be Lincoln Southeast. We'll have a tip when we come back right after this.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here. National Anthem all wrapping up, and Kearney High still in their huddle a little bit, talking with Coach Steinbrook, and right now Lincoln Southeast and Jeff Smith also having a little last-minute conversations as well. And, again, we're to be getting set. They're taking their time out there. In fact, a couple of the officials are still kind of stretching out. And now we're ready to go. Gillen will be doing the jumping here for Kearney High out there For Lincoln Southeast is going to be Jake Nannan. And again, Nannan making the start tonight. Doesn't always start. He's usually one of the first guys off the bench, according to the Kearney High scouting report. And here we go. Tip is actually going to go in the backcourt and out of bounds. Southeast couldn't control it. The officials are going to give the basketball to Kearney High. Kearney High will have the basketball because Southeast touched it and it went out of bounds. So the tip, in a sense, goes to Kearney High. The possession arrow is pointing to Southeast. Driving the lane is going to be Stevens. Jumper up, no good. Quickly on the rebound is Severs. Severs pulls down the bound, and he'll give it off for B.J. Day. Day kicks in the corner. Severs going to drive. Gets it in the lane. Nannan up and in. Nice ball movement there by Lincoln Southeast. And Nannan with the first bucket of the ball game. Damien Austin double-teamed to get it ahead to Schreiner. Schreiner looks inside for Gillen, but they'll skip it off here for Stevens. Stevens will step up into a three and hit a three. Nate Stevens essentially in transition, draining that three-pointer. And Dragoo on the dribble. Now we'll kick it off on the right side for Najee Jackson. Jackson directs traffic a little bit on that far side. Damien Austin will pressure him. Pretty big size advantage down there. Another size advantage here for Lincoln Southeast. They lob it inside for Nannan, and Nannan will hit the shot. And again, Coach Steinberg told us about that too. You got to pressure the guards, otherwise those big post players will eat you up all day. You got to make that pass a little bit harder than that. Stevens has it well behind the arc. It's a little screen here from Gillen. A bounce pass on the inside. It's going to be saved in there by Nannan. A turnover here on Kearney High. They get it up ahead to Severs, and Severs is going to lay it up and in. So Severs lays it up and in, and it's 6-3 Southeast. Right side, looking is Sheldon. Sheldon will fire a three. Good look. It will not fall. Rebound ripped out of there by Dragoo, and here comes Southeast on the run. Up ahead, they get it to Dragoo. Jumper, no good. Rebound by Schreiner, and up ahead, running is Austin. Austin runs through, lays it up and in. Little scoop shot. Move the ball from his left down to his right hip, flipped it up and in traffic. And Damien Austin with a three basket there. Driving here is Severs, and Severs finds the seam. He lays it up and in. So both these two teams, very high octane, very quick in terms of attacking the basket here. And with 5:45 to go in the offensive zone is going to be Stevens. Stevens will give it over for Damien Austin on that far side. And Southeast going man-to-man here. Stevens has the dribble. They leave him alone, but he's well beyond the NBA three, so he'll kick it in the corner for Austin. He'll shoot the three. It's no good, and Dragoo pulls down the rebound. And they'll hand the ball back out for Nannan. Nannan in transition hits the three, and he's got 7 points in the game. He usually does not start. He starts tonight, and he's showing why. With the dribble here is Schreiner. Schreiner up ahead for Damien Austin. He steps through a double team, will drive, dish. Gillen can't handle it. He's under the basket, hits it off the glass, and he was fouled. And one opportunity for Thomas Gillen. Got it in underneath, elevated, came back in, hit it off the glass, and as he did so, he was hit on the arm by DJ Day. His first foul, Lincoln Southeast's first foul of the ball game. And a three-point play finished by Thomas Gillen, the senior, to make it 11-8. Southeast with the lead and the basketball. Jackson now will just hand it off here for Severs. And Severs taking his time. Kick it off on the left side here for Gillen Dragoo. Back out for Day. Day will shoot a three and hit a three. So B.J. Day drains that three-pointer. And now Stevens facing a double team, gets it back out to Schreiner. Schreiner left side for Austin as they get it across the timeline. Austin gives it out for Stevens. Bounce pass over, now on the inside for Gillen. Gillen pressure, double teamed, and it's going to be a held ball. Checking in is Trey Anderson here for Kearney High. Alternating possession. We'll give the basketball to Lincoln Southeast. So Anderson's going to come in here for Thomas Gillen. Kearney High with an opportunity to put on a little full court press of their own. Dragoo has it. Will work the ball up ahead here for Severs. And Severs gives it to Day. on that right side for Jackson. Back out here for Dragoo. 4 minute mark. Here in quarter number one, on the baseline, Day, shot won't fall, but he's heading the line. They entered it inside, he went up with it strong, and at 4:02, the foul against Trey Anderson. Anderson in there, this is his first possession, and he collects the foul. He fouls B.J. Day. So 14-8, as we are midway through the first quarter, free throw by Day is no good. So remains a 6-point lead here for Lincoln Southeast. Second free throw up and good for Day. So he's got that 3-pointer, hit 1 out of 2 free throws. So he's got 4 points right at the 4-minute mark of the first quarter. Damian Austin, facing some pressure, gets the ball back on that left side after passing it to Schreiner. He brings in the offensive zone. They're trying to double-team him. He's too quick to step through there. Anderson on the underneath. His flip, no good. Stevens with the tip, that will not fall, and the rebound is taken out of there by Dragoo. On that left side, dribbling around is Jackson. Great pressure put on by Damian Austin, and a player control foul. Stevens on the inside collect the charge of Najee Jackson. And Jackson picks up his first personal foul. And Jeff Smith going to send in, he got it done too late. He wants Will Weber to come into the game, but he had it happen too late. Southeast will force the turnover. Stepping in the passing lane and making the steal is Dylan Dragoo. And Dragoo will direct traffic a little bit. Pass on the corner here for Nannen. Nannen will get it back out for Dragoo. Dragoo, long pass along the baseline. Severs will fire the three in the corner. It's no good. Jake Sheldon pulls down the rebound. He'll get it up ahead here for Anderson. Anderson back out for Sheldon, who will fire a three. Back the iron, no good. Stevens pulls down the, Schreiner rather, pulls down the rebound. He's going to drive, scoop, and score. Derek Schreiner looked like he was going to kick the ball out, got the defender to move a little bit, drove around him, and laid it up and in. So a 5-point ball game here. Southeast up 15-10. Pass down low, saving it as Nannen, right into the hands of Jackson. Jackson kicks right side for Severs. Back on the inside baseline, turnaround jumper for Nannen, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Stevens. And Stevens will dribble, and the ball off there for Damian Austin, who gives it left side for Schreiner. Schreiner on that right wing, gives it off for Trey Anderson. Off of the screen, here comes the three for Stevens. There is a foul before the shot, not on Stevens. They ran through the screen that Stevens shot, and he drained the three-pointer. He hit it inside out, so actually the foul by Dylan Dragoo, his first, saves Southeast from giving up a three-pointer to Stevens. Unfortunate, but that is the right call. Luke McNitt is going to inbound it, and he'll toss it in here for Damian Austin. Back to McNitt on that left side, and he'll give it off of the screen to Trey Anderson. Anderson for Austin. Austin back out for Sheldon. Looking on the inside, Drew Challey checked in a little bit ago. So Challey trying to post up down there. Now he's going to move from one side to the other. And they'll kick it off for Austin. Austin, they isolate him. And they'll just give it off for Anderson. Anderson in the lane for Challey. Challey kicks in the corner for McNitt. McNitt will drive the baseline, lay it up. No good. Rebounded by Zach Novak, who checked in a moment ago. Novak will bring in the offensive zone here for Southeast. He'll shoot a three in transition. It's no good. Offensive rebound and then a foul on Kearney High. The offensive rebound by Garrett Kalhoff, who also checked in a little bit ago. He got the rebound and now he'll go to the line as Anderson picked up his second personal foul. So he picks up 2 quick fouls and Thomas Gillen was going to check in. And I think they changed their mind here. The free throw is up and good. Actually, they gave the foul to McNitt. Should have been Anderson, but they gave it to McNitt. Probably the first on McNitt. They were going to sub Anderson out. Free throw is up and good for Calhoun. So a minute and a half to go here. 17-10. Southeast up by a touchdown. Sheldon has in the offensive zone. Now Damian Austin's going to direct traffic a little bit. He's picked up man-to-man here by Severs. Severs will get a little piece of the shot by Damian Austin. Long pass up ahead here for Weber for Lincoln Southeast. They get the block, and now they run in transition. They're shut off by Kearney High. So we'll give it off left side for Tanner Morton. Morton will fire a long three. It's no good. Saved in underneath by Luke McNitt. He gets it off for Damian Austin. Austin drives, kicks. Now driving is McNitt. McNitt off glass. Shot won't fall. Rebound being tipped around. Saving it is going to be Tanner Morton. But into the hands of Damian Austin, who drives, scoops, and is fouled. So Damian Austin will go to the line and will have a couple of free throw attempts coming up here. And Damian Austin on the season, an 82% free throw shooter. He's 41-50 from the line. His free throw here is no good. Score remains 17-10, Southeast with the lead. Gillen's going to come out. Anderson, excuse me, Gillen is going to come in, and Anderson comes out. And Damian Austin will toe the line one more time. Sophomore free throw rattles around and no good. Went 0-for-2. Dylan Dragoo pulls down his fourth rebound, and he'll give it to Machidas Jackson. Around the perimeter, Jackson gets it back. And they'll give it off the screen, top of the key, three-pointer, no good for Novak. Rebounded by Thomas Gillen. Gillen snags the bound, and the Bearcats are on the run. That left side, McNitt will fire the long deuce, no good. Good open shot, caught it in rhythm, in transition, but he missed it. Tanner Morton rebound, pass through the land, or through the hands of one of the Knights, and out of bounds, almost took out one of the drums. As that one was so high, it went into kind of the stage area here at Kearney High. So that'll be a turnover on Southeast. And 10 seconds left. Bearcats bringing it up quickly. Damian Austin has it between the circles. Well defense. 6 seconds left. Gives it for Stevens. Stevens steps up. Open three. Top of the key. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Morton at the buzzer. And our score remains 17-10. Lincoln Southeast with the lead over Kearney High after one quarter of play. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Damian Austin brings in the offensive zone here for Kearney High to start the second quarter. He looks inside for Thomas Gillen. At Southeast right now is going man-to-man. With the dribble now is Shelton. Shelton gives it inside for Gillen. Gillen lets in a layup up and in. Nice little set play there. And Gillen now with 5 points in the game. Cuts the lead down to 5. 17-12. Here is Southeast has their first possession of the second quarter. Aaron Walker coming into the game for the first time tonight. He must have game. If you're going to wear those shoes in public, you better have game. If the lights go out, we will still see the neon green feet of Aaron Walker. Walker has it. We'll kick it back around the perimeter. And the pass off the hands of Jake Nannon and out of bounds. I got a highlighter that's not near as bright as the shoes as Aaron Walker. Into the offensive zone, Damian Austin gets it top of the circle for Jake Shelton, and Shelton will reset the offense. Now gives it for Stevens on that left side. Walker trades off, gets B.J. Day to cover Stevens, and the pass is tipped. Shelton thought it was last touch by one of the Knights. He let it go out of bounds, and it turns out last touch was Bearcat. So it will be Southeast basketball on that far side. So Southeast with a 5-point lead here. 6:55 to go in the second quarter. They kick a left side receivers. Stepping up is going to be Walker. Walker's pass tipped around. Day will kick it back out for Jackson. Back around the perimeter we go. And on the right side, the jumper by Jake Nannan. Nannan now with 9 points, and it's 19-12 Southeast. Damian Austin on the dribble. We just flip it right back out for Schreiner. Back to Stevens. Stevens gets a little screen by Gillen. Stevens still on the dribble. Picks it up, and now we'll get the ball back out here for Schreiner. Dribbling now with Shelton, top of the key. Stevens, he thought about the three. Doesn't want to shoot over the taller B.J. Day. He gets a little screen. Dribbles right side. Now has it on his left. Kicks it for Damian Austin. Austin's going to drive. Shot no good. Rebound taken out of there by Nannan. On the run to Southeast. And they have it stolen away by Damian Austin. He's got numbers. He's going to put. He's going to score. Damian Austin with the steal and then the layup on the other end in traffic. And it's 19-14. And now Severs is going to slow it down here a little bit for Lincoln Southeast. For Nannan. Right side, Walker. And Walker kicks out for Jackson. Long three, no good. Rebound tipped, and coming away with it is Damian Austin. Austin dribbles through traffic. Going to dump. Stevens going to drive. Bounce pass. Kill it. Layup. Good. Hung on the rim. A little worried that great passing was going to result in a missed shot. Good ball movement by Kearney High. And it's 19-16. Down by, up by three. They'll kick it left side for Walker. His three's no good. Austin with the rebound. Cats on the run. Flipping it for Shelton. He couldn't handle it very well. He'll give it out for Stevens. Stevens going to kick in the corner. Open for three is Schreiner. It's a little bit long and rebounded by Aaron Walker. And a timeout for Jeff Smith and Lincoln Southeast. 4:58 to go, second quarter. 19-16, Southeast with the lead. We're back after this.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustis Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustis Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. We have a final for you on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. It was Elm Creek over Pleasanton, 63-45 in the girls' basketball boys' game. Forthcoming on our sister station. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll be on the other side of town taking watching Grand Island, Gothenburg, and Kearney Catholic. We'll have a game for you tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon, the Fort Kearney Conference Wrestling Finals as well on our sister station. Jake Nannan on the right side dials for a three and hits it, and that'll push the lead back out to six here for Southeast, 22-16. With it is going to be Nate Stevens. Stevens going to drive, going to float, going to score. Nate Stevens, nice little penetration move, just kind of finger rolled it over the top of the defense, and he cuts the lead back down to four again. Kick into the corner. There's Nannan again. And Nannan again is a baseline jumper. So he's hit a couple of threes. He's got 14 points so far here in the ballgame. Dribbling is Shelton. He'll kick it out for Schreiner. He'll give it off right side for Damian Austin. Austin looks on the inside for Gillen. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. He'll get it off on the left side here for Derek Schreiner. Schreiner on the baseline is shut up there nicely by Nannan. He's going to drive all the way to the baseline, tries a tough shot, no good. Gillen tried to keep the ball alive, and he could not. It was off the hands of one of Bearcats and out of bounds. Luke McNick and Trey Anderson are going to check in here for Kearney High. Gillen and Schreiner are out with 3:45 to go before halftime. And halftime, we hope to talk with Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach here at Kearney High. Jackson's going to enter it in. Back it in is Severs. Severs, floater, short, tipped out. It's a foot race to get it. Ball reeled in by McNitt. McNitt's going to lay it up and in. Luke McNitt outran B.J. Day for the ball and was able to lay it up and in. 24-20. Now slowly in the offensive zone is going to be Ryan Severs. Severs gives it for Jackson. Backdoor cut here for Nannan. They tried to connect with him. They threw it out of bounds. The official under the basket did not see who was last to touch it. That's why you have three officials in case one of them misses something. And the other two said it is Kearney High basketball. So the Bearcats will try to cash in on the Southeast turnover. On the left side, Nate Stevens has it. Again, man-to-man, we got a moving screen on Kearney High. That'll be on McNiff. That'll be his second. 2:54 to go, second quarter, 24-20. Southeast has led throughout the game. Actually, check that. Kearney High did lead 2-0. Sievers, he'll try a three. It's no good. And the rebound, rebounded by Stevens. Stevens gets it up ahead to McNitt, kicks in the corner. There's Shelton for three. Back to the iron, no good. Gets his own rebound. Going to kick it. Damian Austin's going to drive. He's shut off, so he'll give it off for Stevens, and they'll reset the half-court offense. Working through the screen is Dragoo, so Stevens can't shoot. Stevens gets the ball back, hits the defender in the air, drives the baseline. Floater, good. Nate Stevens got the guy in the air, throws to the open area on the baseline, and hit a six-foot jumper for 2 points. Driving the lane, Jackson draws the contact in underneath, and I think they're going to count the bucket. He drew the contact. It does count as Najee Jackson runs into the defender who was moving, drew the contact, and then elevated and hits the shot. So he'll try to finish a three-point play. The foul on McNitt, that is his third. McNitt has three, Anderson has two. No starter has a foul for Kearney High, but a couple of their top subs are in foul trouble. The G-Jackson will try to finish a three-point play. Jackson back in the iron, no good. Rebound tipped around. Challey, who checked in during the free throw, comes in, and Drew Challey pulls down the rebound. And Damian Austin will bring in the offensive zone. Also checking in with Anderson. He's got the basketball on that left side. Gives it to Stevens. Stevens is picked up there defensively by Dragoo, and they'll get the ball over for Challey. Challey dribble. Right side for Anderson. Anderson gives it top of the circle for Austin. Austin picked up defensively by Jackson, so they'll kick it right side for Stevens. Stevens gets the screen. Stevens from 15-foot, jumper a little bit short, and the rebound by Southeast. Snagging the bound was Luke Gifford, and Gifford works it ahead to Sievers. Sievers steps through the lane, lays it up and in. Wow, what a fast step there by Ryan Sievers. He has 6 points in the game, and it's a six-point lead for Southeast. Damian Austin loses the ball, and they're going to say he traveled with it. Ball was rolling on the ground, and when he grabbed it, they're going to say it was a walk. So minute 23 to go here before halftime. It's 28-22, Southeast with the lead and the basketball. Sievers dribbles across the paw, midcourt here at Kearney High. And everybody will cycle through. They'll just kind of roll it down low for Gifford. Gifford now kicking top of the circle for Calhoff. Calhoff now is going to hand it off to Dragoo. Dragoo drives, flutes, and scores. Dylan Dragoo with his first bucket of the night. And with a minute to go, Southeast now up by 8. Stevens looks to the inside here. 50 seconds left. Anderson going to kick out for Stevens. Stevens now will screen for Anderson top the key and give it off for Austin. Austin will shoot the three, and he hits the three. Damian Austin drains the three-pointer to make it 30-25. And Sievers will bring it across the timeline. 30 seconds left. They're just going to do a little weave here as Jackson has it. Now gets the basketball to Dragoo. Dragoo now will start his dribble. And again, they're just going to weave and milk the clock. Gifford has it, and we got a reach on Drew Challey. And that's going to allow Kearney High to bring in Derek Schreiner into the game. Schreiner's going to come in for Nate Stevens. They don't want Stevens to collect a foul. He doesn't have any in the game. They're going to give him a little rest here as Schreiner comes in. Long pass on the inside. Kick back out for Calhoff. Calhoff missed the layup. Rebounded by Schreiner. Damian Austin will direct traffic a little bit. 5 seconds left. Get the screen. Ball fake. Pass inside for Dylan. Dylan lays it up and in. 1 second and that's it. Bearcats are down at halftime and they build a little momentum as they threw the ball in. That was a great pass by Damian Austin off of a pick and roll to Thomas Dylan, who lays it up and in. 30-27. Southeast with the lead at halftime. We'll take a break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. We're at the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Over here in the back now, the dance cast performing here at intermission, where Lincoln Southeast leads at 30-27. Earlier tonight, it was Southeast, the second-ranked team in girls basketball, with a 66-29 win over Kearney High. We're hoping to be able to talk with Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach. And again, if you're not aware of it, the girls JV game goes on the same time as the boys varsity game in the gym a little bit north of here. And if it doesn't time out as well, sometimes coach doesn't quite make it in. We're hoping to be able to connect with him a little bit. So we'll wait just a little bit. Hopefully we'll be able to talk with Coach Boyd about the girls' basketball game. Right now, let's take a look at the numbers here from the boys' game at intermission. And for Lincoln Southeast, Jake Nannon, who normally does not start the game. In fact, the scouting report on Nannon tonight says he does look to score when he comes in. He's an average defender, but he is their top sub. And contest the three. Well, he has hit 2 3-pointers here in the first half. And again, he doesn't start a lot of games. He is their top sub, but for whatever reason, he started tonight, and Tanner Morton did not. Morton normally starts, but Nannon, that might be a good decision by head coach Jeff Smith, because Nannon has scored 14 points here in the first half. And he looks pretty good doing it, too. He's 6'5", and maybe thinking that Kearney does not have the size to match up with it might be why Nannon has started here tonight. And Nannon, as we mentioned, 14 points at intermission. Ryan Severs with 6 points at the break. B.J. Day with 4. Dylan Dragoo with a couple of points. Garrett Kalloff, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 1 point. And the G. Jackson with 2 points here for Lincoln Southeast. At the end of the first quarter, it was 17-10 Southeast, and now Kearney High, thanks to a last-second bucket by Thomas Gillen right before the buzzer, they have cut into that lead a little bit. It is 30-27 here at intermission. For the Bearcats, Gillen is the leading scorer. He has 9 points at intermission. Damian Austin has hit a three-pointer. He's got 7. Nate Stevens also with a three-pointer. He also has 7 points. Off the bench, Luke McNitt has 2 points, but he does have 3 fouls, and Derek Schreiner with a couple of points here at intermission. Once again, our halftime score, Lincoln Southeast with a 30-27 lead over Kearney High. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
When you're suffering from an
uh-oh,
take your vehicle to the body shop at Killian Motors. No matter how big or small your
uh-oh
is, Killian's Body Shop also specializes in paintless dent repair. Fix it without repainting your vehicle, which makes life easier and cheaper repair because there's no matching paints. So next time you get an
uh-oh,
call Killian Motors, where people come back time after time.
You're headed in the right direction.
Killian Motors in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. We're at halftime of boys basketball. It's 30-27. The Bearcats are in it, but they are down by a bucket here at the break. Let's check for you what's coming up down the road here on ESPN and on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Tonight on our sister station, it is Elm Creek and Pleasanton in a girl-boy doubleheader. And in the first game of that doubleheader, it was 63-45 Elm Creek with the win over the Pleasanton girls, the boys game. Probably getting started about right now. Again, that's on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll have Gothenburg traveling to Kearney Catholic to take on the Stars. The girls game around 2:20. The boys should have a tip around 4 o'clock. And don't forget, on Sunday, we will have both the championship games of the AFC and the NFC, and coverage of that will begin with the AFC Championship Ravens and the Patriots at around 1 o'clock. Earlier tonight, it was Kearney High having their hands full with the second-ranked team in the state, Lincoln Southeast. Southeast is a 66-29 win. Kind enough to talk to us about is Kearney High head coach Jason Boyd. And, Coach, we kind of talked earlier in the week that Southeast is pretty good. They were as good as advertised.
Yeah, they're pretty tough. Yeah, they shot it really well. They defend really well. They got a bunch of athletes out there. It's tough to stop when they have a bunch of kids because they can shoot from the outside and they can close up and score inside as well.
I'll tell you what, though, that first quarter was a lot of fun. You were trailed 15-13. And again, I think they played good defense, but really you got some good looks. And I think you really kind of see what could be the potential of the team. It's just hard to maintain that for 32 minutes against that kind of pressure.
Right. We hit some shots. You know, I mean, that helps too. When you're getting open looks, you're actually hit, knocking them down. And we did early. It's weird for me to say, you know, I thought we played pretty well and lost by 30-some, but I did because, you know, in the sense that last week we played Benson and we couldn't get into an offense, we couldn't run anything, and then tonight at least we got into our offense. We ran our offense. We didn't turn it over a lot. We actually handled it pretty well for a while. We struggled at times against it, you know, in the second quarter, but early on they had to tweak their press and change it up because we handled it pretty well. We made some lineup changes, and I thought Claire Sickler did a good job. With her and Kelsey Weemers, we got a couple ball handlers out there, so that helped us a lot.
And you really do kind of see that growth. Let's talk real quick about tomorrow. You travel to Fremont. You know, what are you facing tomorrow?
Facing a good team. A team that lost single digits to Southeast just a couple weeks ago. Two of their four losses are to Southeast. A couple seniors, the senior guards that are pretty good for them. And you know, they always defend well. It doesn't get a lot easier for us, for sure.
Well, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Just keep that in mind.
Thank you.
All right, Jason Boyd, appreciate the time. Once again, a halftime score here of the boys' game. It's 30-27. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back for the third quarter after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Mark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. It will be Southeast basketball to start the second half here. Kearney will go with their regular starters out there. It'll be Austin, Steven, Shelton, Gillen, and Schreiner. Southeast putting a little talcum powder on some of their players come out there. They have their starters as well. Double check it. Yep, they have Severs, Jackson, Dragoon, Nannon, and Day for Lincoln Southeast. And they inbound the basketball. They get it out for Severs. Severs gives it on the right side here for B.J. Day. Day steps up about 15 feet away. He elevates and scores his 6 points of the evening, and now Southeast is going to try to pressure, but dribbling just through it. You just it's hard to trap Damian Austin. You can't find him. He's too fast. Damian Austin still has the dribble, and Jackson trying to pick him up. Austin will give it off to Stevens on the right side, handing it back out to Austin. Austin throws it inside. Ball loose. Stevens comes up with it. Great read there by Nate Stevens. Ball was loose. That should not have worked, but Stevens with the steal and then the layup. And now the steal by Austin. Austin can't get the shot to fall. Rebound dipped out. Gillen comes up with a basketball. Three-pointer. No good for Shelton. Rebound inside by Stevens. By Austin, rather. And Austin hits the shot. We got a one-point ball game. Happening so fast I can't keep up. 32-31. Southeast with the lead and the basketball. Dragoo on that left side. And then elevating and shooting his jack at the top of the key. No good. It bounced around. B.J. Day comes up with it. Gillen was there with that extra bounce on the rim. Got him out of position, and now we're going to have a reach on Southeast. That's going to be the first foul on Nannon of the game. And again, Southeast was called for only three fouls in the first half. So nobody in any foul trouble. They spread them out. So I think Jeff Smith is thinking, you know, we can be pretty aggressive. I don't have to worry about fouling anybody out, at least not yet anyway. Stevens on the dribble, has the top of the key. He'll kick right side for Damian Austin. Austin well behind the three-point arc. Won't shoot over the top for Jackson, but he dribbles around him. He'll shoot from the free throw line. Jumper no good. Rebound by Nannon. And the Southeast slowly in the offensive zone. Severs has it. Kicks on the left side for Dragoo. They'll lob it inside. Catch and a foul. After knocking him down, Derek Schreiner will pick him up. And they're going to say he was in the act of shooting as he was trying to tip it, I guess, when they lobbed it in there. And so that will be the first team foul here on Kearney High. The free throw by Nannon, up and good. He's got 15 points in the game. They haven't put it on the scoreboard yet, but I believe that foul was on Schreiner. The free throw, also good for Nannon. So he hits two. He's got 16 in the game. And it's 36-31. Austin dribbles across the paw. It's a little screen from Schreiner, but he's way too far out to think about shooting. They'll give it off for Shelton. Shelton for Stevens. Stevens, three-pointer. Good. Nate Stevens drains the three. He's got 12 in the game. Two-point ball game once again. Dragoo lobs the top of the key. Ball fake by Day. He'll kick into the corner for Jackson. Back inside for Day. Day, nice little post move around Gillen. And Gillen moved with that post move, and they're going to call him for a block. And that is going to be the first on Gillen. Southeast went down underneath the basket. And they're looking on the inside. Nothing happening there, so Severs gets it. And he doesn't want to shoot over the shorter Damian Austin. Kearney right now going 2-3 zone. Jackson will work it back around the perimeter. They kick on that left side, and nothing happening there for Dragoo, so they'll get it off for Severs. Severs, top of the key, kicks for Dragoo. They get it on the baseline. Quick jumper by Nannon. It's short. Rebounded by Schreiner. Bearcats on the run, passing up ahead, but it's stolen away by Severs. Kearney High turns it over. Severs on the run, and they'll lay it up, and in, and a foul. Running the floor, Dylan Dragoo hit that left-handed layup in traffic. He's hit on the arm, and he'll try to finish the three-point play. Turnover way down court, but Southeast, they really didn't have numbers, but they just outletted it and ran and made something happen. The foul on Schreiner is his second. So So 35 fouls, 35, and Dragoo will try to finish a three-point play. He does not. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Jake Nannen. 38-34. Southeast with the lead. Kearney High with the basketball. Pretty good crowd here. The student body, the rowdies for Kearney High, have not sat, as is the tradition. Kick on the right side for Austin. Austin facing a little zone. They're just kind of passing around here. They'll give it entry pass inside for Gillen. Gillen penetrates, shoots, and scores. Athletic little flip on the inside, and Gillen now has 11. Here comes Southeast on the run. Dragoo from the corner. Kicks back out for B.J. Day. Day dumps right side. Jackson facing Austin. Gives it inside for Day. Day, great ball fake. Wow. Nice little post move there. And Day with 10 in the game. Schreiner gets it left side in transition, gives it for Steven. Stevens now, he's going to back up. And again, Southeast going with a zone. They'll give it right side. Shelton for three, hits the three. You could just tell the way he caught the ball that he was in rhythm, and he strokes it in. And it's a one-point ball game, 40-39. Left side, Jackson thought about the three. Teaming Austin trying to tip the ball away. They entered inside for Day. They'll kick it back out for Dragoo, back inside for Nannen, and Nannen will score. He has been red hot. 18 points in the game for a guy that normally does not start. He has been red hot. He started tonight, though. Around the perimeter that we go. They give it for Austin. Austin, left wing for Stevens. Stevens will get a little screen from Gillen. Takes the top of the key, gives it left side for Shelton. Shelton on that left wing, uses up his dribble, gives it for Stevens. 3.5 to go here. 1-point lead for Southeast. Damian Austin is bumped, dribbling around Najee Jackson. Jackson had a screen, fought through the screen, and then bumped the guy with a basketball. You can kind of run into that guy setting a screen, that's okay, but when you start to run over the guy with the ball, you're going to be called for a block, and that happened to Jackson, his second personal foul. 3:27 to go here in the third quarter, 42-39. Have to double-check that. It was 40-39 a little bit ago, and it hasn't scored since then. I'm sure that that's right. Damian Austin on the dribble will give it off on the left side. Luke McNitt checked in a little bit ago. He passes the ball, sets the screen. They'll kick it out. Shelton, he's going to drive. Shot no good. Stevens tipped. That won't fall. Nannen pulls down the rebound. And they'll give the ball up here for Severs. Severs kicks into the corner, then back out for Nannen. Nannen well behind the three-point arc. We'll help work it back around the perimeter, and we got a foul away from the ball. That's got to be a foul on Anderson. And that's what it is. Trey Anderson whistled for his third foul. I didn't see the foul, but the official that called it only had two guys with him over there, so it had to be on Anderson from what was going on from my vantage point. So I didn't see the foul, but Anderson called for his I'll check it, just his second personal foul. Inbounding it is going to be Zach Novak who checks in for Southeast. And Severs looks at a little 2-3 zone here for Kearney High. And he'll kick it off on the right side for Novak. Long pass, stolen away by Anderson. Anderson's going to drive, gets the ball back, has a shot blocked, and rebounded by Will Weber. And we've got a foul as Anderson tried to get the ball back. He drove in hard, lost the ball momentarily. That slowed him down just enough that Will Weber was able to come from behind and block the shot. And Anderson trying to get the ball back. Now he commits his third personal foul with 2.5 minutes to go. Good opportunity here for the Cats as Kearney led 2-0 early on, but they haven't led since. Pass on the right side. Weber thought about the three, but he'll kick in the corner. Now he gets it back on the baseline. Has a shot blocked by Stevens. Rebounded by Kalhoff. Kalhoff will kick it out. The three, no good. Offensive rebound, good for Severs. And again, rebounding not going the way of Kearney High. And Scott Steinbrook kind of worried about that when we talked to him before the game. Damian Austin on the dribble will give it for Challey. Top of the circle now for Luke McNitt. Luke McNitt takes the handoff, dribbles, now will kick out for Challey. McNitt gets back to the free throw line. He's going to drive, he's going to shoot, he's going to score. He falls down, weaving through the traffic, but he hits the shot to make it 44-41. Weber thought about the three, trying to extend the southeast lead, but with it is going to be Ryan Sievers. Sievers drives, shoots over Anderson, and it's good. That's a tough shot for Ryan Sievers, who now has 10 points in the game. Driving right back is going to be Damian Austin. His flip high off the glass. Good. He's got 11 in the game. 46-43 is the Bearcats answer right back. A minute 10 to go here. Sievers backing in. Backdoor cut. And we got a foul on the pass. The pass went in for Novak. Austin essentially knocked him down. So the foul is going to be on him. But Austin was able to pick him up. So six fouls now against Kearney High. Only two have been whistled against Lincoln Southeast. They're going to say that was a shooting foul on Novak. I'm not so sure I would agree with that, but Novak is at the line to shoot two, and his first shot is no good. First quarter's in the books, and Elm Creek leads Pleasanton 19-10 in boys basketball on our sister station, 98.9 FM. And sub comes in just as they are getting the ball in the hands of Zach Novak. So they'll take the ball back away from Novak, let Derek Schreiner check into the game. Now Novak gets the ball back, trying to extend a 46-43 lead, and he does. Minute 7 to go here, third quarter. And now Stevens will dribble in the offensive zone. Right side for Damian Austin. Southeast going man-to-man. They leave McNitt open from the free throw line. His jumper is no good. And rebounded out of there by Will Weber. And Weber will bring in the offensive zone. 50 seconds to go. Jackson picked up defensively. Man-to-man here by Stevens. And he'll give it off right wing for Novak. Give it right back out to Jackson. Jackson on the right side, pass to Novak. Jackson gets it back on the baseline, and Stevens is right there with him, a little screen. Jackson on the dribble, but Stevens fights through that screen. Now the pass to Kalhoff on the baseline. McNitt puts the hand right in his face. They'll kick it back out for Tanner Morton, and driving here is going to be Novak. Novak, what a drive, left-handed layup, up and in. He's got three in the game. 49-43. 12 seconds left. Damian Austin with the basketball. Gets a little screen on that right side. Gets it out for Stevens. Stevens, ball fake. Spins, loses the ball, and it's going to be a hold. Southeast whistle for their third team foul with 2.3 seconds to go here. And Shelton is going to check into the game. And Kearney High will have to inbound on the sideline. If it was a little bit lower, they would have a better look at the basket on an inbounds play here on the baseline, but they'll have to throw it in on the sideline. Damian Austin's going to do it, and they'll get it in for Stevens. Stevens, jumper, no good at the buzzer. A good look at it on the inbounds play, but it will not fall. So we head to the fourth quarter. Lincoln Southeast leading at 49-43. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Bearcats have a little work to do, but they've got 11 minutes to get her done. They trail at 49-43 here at intermission. Not in the intermission, at the end of three quarters of play. That's where we only have 8 minutes left. But they do have possession of the basketball. Damian Austin will bring in the offensive zone against Najee Jackson. They get it at the elbow to Schreiner. Back out for Damian Austin. Had to go up high to get it. They give it to Stevens. Stevens will give it to Schreiner on that right side. A little ball fake gives it now to Shelton. Shelton picked up man-to-man. Gives it for Stevens. And a little pass on that left side for Schreiner off of a screen. They give it for Shelton. Shelton back out for Damian Austin. Austin, empty pass inside for Thomas Gillen. I think everybody's touched the ball this possession. Pass up ahead for Shelton. He's going to drive. He's going to flip it. Short. Off the hands of one of the Knights. Entry pass on the inside and then a hold. Shelton came up with the ball. Bounce pass inside for Stevens. And Stevens got the ball right on his knees. Great pass. Went, tried to go up, and as he was going up, he was held. They're going to say it was on a catch and not the shot. So their Cats are going to inbound it on the baseline. The foul, by the way, on Nick Novak is his second. Top of the circle directing traffic is Damian off Southeast again going man-to-man even after the inbounds here. And on the drive is going to be a pass inside for Gillen. His shot won't fall, and the rebound by B.J. Day. And I'll tell you what, that was a great look, and it just wouldn't fall for Thomas Gillen, who has 11 points in the game. Gillen tries to knock the ball loose inside. Shot good up by Tanner Morton, though. Won't fall. Long rebound right in the hands of Severs. Severs and Southeast have numbers. Floater in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound. Somehow gets out to Jackson. Jackson spin. Wow, what a move. Rolling on the glass and in. The G. Jackson, very athletic spin move in the floater. And unfortunately for Connie High, that puts him down 8, 51-43. Damian Austin on the dribble. Kicks left side. Schreiner thought about the three. Doesn't want to shoot over the top of the day. He'll drive around him, though. Has his shot blocked and a foul. I think they're going to call Tanner Morton for the foul. From my vantage point, it looked pretty clean, but the Bearcats will take the free throws. Derek Schreiner will go in line and is going to be shooting two. And Schreiner on the season has been the line a lot. He's 9 out of 10 from the line on the season. He misses that one. So that's going to make him 9 of 11 from the line. He's now an 81% free throw shooter. Score remains 51-43. 6:25 to go here, fourth quarter. Second free throw. Derek Schreiner, nice shooter's touch, rolls it in. He's going to come out of the game, and Trey Anderson is going to come in. Quick 30-second timeout here. 6:25 to go, fourth quarter. 51-44, capture behind. They call the timeout. We're back after this.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Well, Kearney High's got a little work to do. Now we only got 6:25 to do it. It's been a tight game all the way through, but a little surge here for Southeast late in the third quarter has allowed them to build a 6-point third quarter lead. Now it's a 7-point lead here in the fairly early stages of the fourth quarter. 6:25 to go. Bearcats going to try to pressure the ball a little bit. They go full court, inbound it to Jackson. Jackson will give it right back to Nannen. And they handle the press pretty well, as Severs, though, hasn't broken the timeline just yet, but he'll give it to Jackson. Jackson's pass on the inside, stolen by Damian Austin. Bearcats do not have numbers, but they are on the run. Shelton has it, has used up his dribble. That's going to slow things down, and they'll give it off to Anderson in the right corner. Back out for Damian Austin. So I'll set up a half-court offense with 6 minutes to go in the game. They flip to Austin. Back out to Stevens. Passes tip, but he's able to give it to Shelton. Shelton kicks it back out for Damian Austin. He's open for three. Off the iron, no good. Nannen with the rebound, and Nannen will be able to get it out for Severs. An opportunity for Kearney High. They have not been able to really capitalize on those. They hit a couple of three-pointers in that third quarter, but their offense has kind of slowed down here a little bit since. Novak hits a three. They left him open. He's not known for his shooting, but he drains that three-pointer well behind the arc. Cats now are behind the eight ball. They get it inside for Thomas Gillen. Gillen shot blocked on the inside by B.J. Day. Picked up by Southeast. Novak comes up with the rebound. And Kearney High down 54-44. Right wing Jackson. Dump pass inside Day. And dribbling out with it is going to be Southeast because Nannen couldn't handle the pass. Severs going to drive in the lane. Little seam, lays it up, and in. 12 in the game. And it's 56-44. And we got a whistle. Little hold by Najee Jackson trying to keep up with Damian Austin. Talley going to check in here for Kearney High. Also back into the game, Luke McNitt and Trey Anderson. They're out there with Stevens and Austin. Southeast makes some changes, too. Garrett Kalhoff checked in. Novak still out there, and also Will Weber checked in. On the dribble, Stevens. Stevens, baseline, floater, good. Nate Stevens, 14 in the game. 56-46. Cats have some work to do. 4.5 minutes to go. Receivers, left wing, Fernandez. Bearcats going man-to-man. They're not trapping just yet. Dribbling is Novak. Right wing, Sievers, throws the top of the key. Nice catch by Nannan. Nannan's going to drive, floater, good. I'm telling you what, that kid, I don't think, has missed. He's got 20 points in the game. Damian Austin going to direct traffic, get the ball out for Stevens. Stevens, down by a dozen, gets a little screen, steps left side, elevates, scores. He's got 16. As he's trying to answer back here, we're midway through the fourth quarter, 58-48. Southeast will drive. Sievers runs into the defender. They're going to say it is a block on Kearney High. And Coach Steinbrook isn't saying anything. He's just giving a look like he was there. And the official tries to explain it that maybe McNitt gave up some ground or something, but it looked to me like he should have been there. But Sievers on the drive. It's the shot. Now we'll try to finish the three-point play. And the free throw is no good, but a foul on the rebound, and Jake Annan is whistled for the foul, and he's going, what? What'd I do? Well, you committed your team to 17 fouls, so we'll walk to the other end of the court and shoot free throws. And I think to the line, yeah, it's going to be Anderson. So Trey Anderson is going to step to the free throw line. He's 12 of 17 on the season, a 71% free throw shooter. He has the front end of a 1-and-1 here. It is on the way, bounces around, and no good. Up high for the rebound is Nannan. So Nannan pulls down the rebound. And on the dribble is Sievers. He brings in the offensive zone, right wing for Dragoo. They'll kick it now on the left side for Weber. Off of a screen, driving is Sievers. Sievers is shut off there by Anderson. Now Anderson, that was great help defense because he was actually covering Nannan. And now he'll defend Nannan as he gets it at the elbow. Kick out for Dragoo. Dragoo finds the shooter Weber, top of the key. He elevates, shot no good. Rebound still being tipped around. Southeast comes up with it. And Nannan, great hustle, comes up with the ball. Pass on the outside. I think last pitch touch it was Stevens. That's true. So it still will be Southeast basketball. Southeast leads at 60-48, 3:11 to go. Both teams, 17 fouls. So we'll see if the strategy will be to send Southeast to the line here in a little bit. They're having trouble inbounding into Southeast, so Jeff Smith calls a timeout. 3:11 to go. 30-second timeout for the Knights. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, tomorrow on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we'll have high school wrestling, the Loop-Lac Conference Finals in Donovan around 2, maybe 2:30 or so. That'll be followed by USHL Hockey, the Waterloo Blackhawks in Kearney to take on the Tri-City Storm. Pre-game will be around 6:45, and we have high school basketball for Kearney Catholic tomorrow afternoon right here on ESPN. Left wing with the basketball is Dragoo, and he'll kick the ball back out here for Will Weber. Weber for Nannan. Back to Weber and against Southeast, not really looking to score. They wouldn't mind milking the clock a little bit. They're not trying to play four corners here, but they are being very patient offensively. Weber in the corner, picked up by Austin, and they'll get the ball back out for Sievers. Up by a dozen, Kearney pretty much has to commit a foul. Damian Austin, that's the second. And to the line, excuse me, Will Weber. This is Weber's first trip to the line. Mm-hmm. and up by a dozen. He'll try to add to it. Free throw by Weber, no good. Rebound tip. Damian Austin comes up with it. 60-48. Kearney High needs to get hot here. Again, I don't think they have to go three-pointers, but they do need to get hot. Gets the ball off for McNitt. They're running the weave, top of the key. Bad pass by Damian Austin. Lost the handle, and we've got a foul on Stevens. And well after the play, there was the slam dunk on the other end, and you kind of hear the groan here a little bit. And Jake Nannen is going to go to the free throw line for a 1-and-1. He's 2-for-2 from the line so far. And the foul on Stevens, that is the, it's an intentional foul. It just wasn't blatant enough to call it an intentional foul after the turnover. The free throw by Nannen is good. He's got 21 in the game, and it's 61-48 in Southeast. Second free throw on the way, and it's no good. Rebounded by Thomas Gillen. So Gillen pulls down the rebound, and now Stevens has it on the right side. A little screen by Gillen. Stevens has it top of the key. He'll hand it off here for Shelton. Back inside for Gillen. Gillen will ball fake. Shot won't go. Tipped by Stevens. Will not fall. And coming out of there is Southeast. And they almost went over and back, but not quite. And they'll get the ball back out for Severs. They got to come out and put a little pressure on Dragu, who has the ball, and the foul's going to be whistled on Damian Austin. Southeast got the ball to half court and then threw it in the backcourt, but they didn't. The rule is you got to get both feet and the basketball into the offensive area completely for you to establish that you're in the offensive court, so they can still throw it in the backcourt because they only had 1 foot over. They didn't have that back foot across yet. So that was a the referee's got it right. Dylan Dragu, fouled by Austin, has a 1-and-1. Free throw's good. From here on out, Southeast will be shooting 2 free throws on any foul. Southeast has only committed 17 fouls. Second free throw on the way, bounces, no good. Up high for the rebound is Jake Shelton. We'll give it to Damian Austin. 14-point deficit here for Kearney High to overcome in a minute 40. Left wing, Luke McNitt, hand the ball off here for Nate Stevens. Stevens will drive the lane, low floater, and his shot is blocked, but Jake Nannen, I believe, is going to whistle for the foul. It's going to be on B.J. Day. The foul is actually going to be on Day. It was blocked by Nannen, but the foul is on Day on the body. So 62-48, Stevens will step to the free throw line. And he bends the knees, shoots the free throws, rolls it up and in. 17 points in the game here for Nate Stevens. Ben Clark's going to check in here for Kearney High for the first time. And with 93 seconds left, Coach Steinbrook is not telling Kearney High to commit those fouls anymore, I don't believe. I think he's going to just play this straight up. And we got a foul. The free throw was good. And D. Jackson is going to be whistled for the block. It's going to be a 1-and-1 here. The free throw by Stevens was good. So count the free throw. And with no more time coming off the clock, Trey Anderson is going to go to the free throw line. And we might change that. Stevens is going to come out of the game. And Ben Clark stays out there. Jeff Smith is wanting an explanation from the officials. And Jeff Smith showing how to box out here as he's having the conversation. And the official says, basically, he tripped him. The foul, by the way, on Jackson is his 4th, 19th foul now on Lincoln Southeast. Trey Anderson will go to the line for the front end of a 1-and-1, and he hits the front end. That'll earn him the bonus. As we mentioned earlier, Anderson comes in 12-17 from the line on the season. That made it about 70.6. His free throw here up, no good. And the rebound pulled out of there by Nannen. Nannen is then fouled. So we'll walk to the other end of the court and shoot free throws. And Trey Anderson's just picked up his personal foul, number 4. And to the line, Jake Nannon. He only has 21 points. He'll have 2 free throws. In fact, both teams from this point on will have 2 free throws. This one was short. That one didn't have any chance of making it. It didn't even cover enough distance. Challey and Austin and Gillen checking in here for Kearney High. 62-51, Southeast with the lead. Jake Nannon at the free throw line. Rolling around, no good. Gillen pulls down the rebound for the Bearcats. And he'll give it up for Damian Austin. Austin will give the left side for Stevens. Stevens looks in the corner, but he's going to dribble. Takes it now left side. Kicks it out for Challey. Back out for Damian Austin. Austin gives right side, driving to Shelton, and Shelton walked with it. Turnover on Kearney High. Bearcats going to make defensive substitutions. Ben Clark, Trey Anderson, and Derek Schreiner into the game. So Scott Steinbrook making offensive defensive substitutions out there. With a minute 15 to go. 62-51. Southeast with the basketball. And Anderson fell on the ball, but he couldn't. He ran out of room on that baseline making the steal. He knocked the ball loose, was able to pounce on it, but when he pounced on it, he ended up on the baseline. So Dylan Dragoo will move out of the way. Long pass up ahead to PJ Day. And Day is knocked down by Derek Schreiner. And Schreiner offers to help him up, and PJ Day will not take his hand. Waits for one of his teammates to help him up. And they're going to call an intentional foul. And Schreiner, well, Coach Steinberg is saying he went for the ball. Which he did. I mean, it was a hard foul, but I don't know if I would have called it intentional. In any event, B.J. Day is going to go line. He's going to have a couple of free throws here. And then Southeast will have the basketball. The free throw rolls around and no good for B.J. Day with a minute 10 to go. Second free throw on the way from Day. Back the iron and no good. So the fact that this is an intentional foul, this is the part that really kind of hurts. Southeast will inbound it, and they'll have to inbound it from the far sideline where the foul was committed. So they're in their far end of the court here, and Dylan Dragoo is going to toss it in. He'll get the ball in for Anderson, and again, Derek Schreiner with the reach on Day. And this time it is Schreiner who ends up on his keister. That's going to be his third personal foul. Check that, his fourth personal foul. I didn't write down the one earlier. And Day now, again, will go to the line and shoot a couple of free throws. He's 1 out of 4 from the line so far. And the free throw is no good. Well, I think if you're Kearney High, I think you know who you want to send to the line. Second free throw for B.J. Day. Is up and rolls around and good. Stops the streak of 4 straight misses. Going back to the first quarter. On the dribble here is going to be Damian Austin. Austin throws in the corner, left wing for Anderson. Gives it back out here for Damian Austin. Final minute of the game. 3-pointer by Shelton. No good. Up high for the rebound is Jake Nannon. And Nannon, long pass up ahead for Dragoo. Dragoo lays it up, and in. They're going to say the foul came before the shot. And it's on Jake Shelton. That's just his first. So it's before the shot. The benefit for Kearney High is the bucket went in. And Dylan Dragoo will go to the line and shoot 2. Free throw up and good. Update from the Northeast. Kearney Catholic trailing Pearson girls basketball, 41-25, about 3 minutes left to go in the game. And an update on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM at halftime. Elm Creek leads Pleasanton 30-23 in boys basketball. Again, that is half the half. Dakota Schreiner checking in. Ben Clark's out there with 48 seconds left. Kearney is going to concede here a little bit. Dragoo does hit the free throw. It's 65-51, 45 seconds left. Dribbling is Ben Clark. Clark will get the ball Brian Cervantes, the left jumper, up and no good for Kearney High, as the shot would not fall. And Southeast has it. They'll give it up rest side for Dragoo. Dragoo will dribble, 19 seconds left, and Kearney High is not going to commit any fouls. Got G. Jackson on the dribble. And again, Nicky Jackson is just kind of being picked up loosely there by some of the subs here for Kearney High. And in the final second, they throw the ball away. So your final score, Lincoln Southeast with a 65-51 win over Kearney High. And the Bearcats, well, they fall now to both these two teams have virtually identical records coming in, and it's still going to be virtually identical. Kearney now 10-5. Lincoln Southeast now 10-4 on the season. Next up for Kearney High, they'll be traveling tomorrow to Fremont. And so that'll be a great girl-boy doubleheader for you out in Fremont. We're going to total up all the numbers. We'll be back with the Mesco Sports Postgame Report. And when we come back, we'll take a look at those numbers and be able to talk with Scott Steinberg, the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney High. We'll do that when we come back with the Mesco Sports Postgame Report right after this timeout.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Welcome back here to Kearney High School. Our final score is 65-51. Lincoln Southeast with the win over the Bearcats. With that win, Southeast is now 10-4 on the season. Kearney High is now 10-5 on the year. Next up for the Bearcats, as we mentioned, they're traveling to Fremont tomorrow. Fremont 3-11 on the season. And then next week on Friday night, they'll be traveling to Columbus to take on 3-11 Columbus. But then undefeated Norfolk will come into town on the 28th, and we will have coverage of that game for you right here on ESPN 1460. We'll have that for you a week from tomorrow right here on ESPN. So once again, our final 65-51. Other scores to kind of update that we have for you around the area. Interesting matchup, Kearney Catholic going all the way about 3.5 hours up to Pierce to play girls basketball, only a girls basketball game, and it is 41-25, about 3 minutes left. Pierce with the lead in that game, so it appears that Pierce is going to pick up the win. And Elm Creek in boys basketball leads 30-23 at halftime over Pleasanton on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The Elm Creek girls won earlier tonight, 63-45. Earlier tonight here on ESPN, it was Southeast with a 66-29 win over Kearney High. The Southeast girls rated number 2 in the state. The boys game a little bit closer, but unfortunately for the Bearcats, they also fall to Southeast 65-51. Let's take a look at the numbers before we have the opportunity to talk with Scott Steinberg, the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney High. You are listening to the Mesco Sports Postgame Report. Mesco Sports been serving Kearney and Central Nebraska area for decades now, and even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Visco's will continue to help out organizations in the area with the same great service that they have known for years. If you need some of their services in terms of having equipment for your teams, you can still reach them at area code 308-728-5261. Again, that's area code 308-728-5261. Visco's has been equipping teams in central Nebraska for generations now, and they'll continue to do so even though the retail store in downtown Kearney has closed. Let's check the numbers here for Lincoln Southeast. Leading the way was Jake Nannan. Again, Nannan usually is the sixth man. He was the primary target of their offense here early on and kept it going out throughout the game. He had 14 points in the first half, finished with 21 points in the game. So he was the leading scorer for both teams with 21 points. Another 14 points for Ryan Severs. After that, T. Jackson, he finished with 6 points for Zach Novak, 1 point for Garrett Kalhoff from the free throw line, 8 for Dylan Dragoo, and B.J. Day also in double figures. He finished with 11. Actually, 3 nights in double figures. Again, Nannan with 21, Severs with 14, and Day with 11. For the Bearcats, 3 players in double figures as well. They were led by Nate Stevens, finished with 18 points and 4 rebounds. 11 points and 3 rebounds for Damian Austin. 11 points and 4 rebounds for Thomas Gillen. 3 points for Derek Schreiner. 1 point for Trey Anderson from the free throw line. Jake Shelton stroked in the three. He finished with 3 points. Luke McNitt with 4. And for Kearney High, well, they trailed at halftime by only 3, but they were outscored in both the third and fourth quarters. And so Lincoln Southeast picks up a 65-51 win over the Bearcats. We'll take another break. When we come back, hopefully we'll be able to talk with head coach Scott Steinberg at Kearney High. We'll do that as we continue the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Winter weather can often catch drivers and road crews off guard. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustis Body Shop. With 5 locations, we have repaired thousands of vehicles caught in winter mishaps.
When shaken up after an accident, it's good to know that a Eustis Body Shop is near and you can call for a tow. They take care of the insurance and my car looks perfect.
Our state-of-the-art equipment is an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustis Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Well, let's reset our schedule for you that we have coming up in the next couple of days here on ESPN 1460. We'll try to hook up with Scott Steinbrook here in just a few moments. He hasn't quite made it out of the locker room yet. Probably has he's where he should be. But let's check what we're doing tomorrow for you right here on ESPN 1460, as we'll have coverage of Alabama and Kentucky tomorrow morning around 10:45. So SEC basketball for you in the morning. That'll be followed by high school basketball in the afternoon, as Gothenburg and Kearney Catholic will do battle. The girls around 2:20, the boys around 4 o'clock, and then the 2 playoff games for you from the NFL on Sunday. Tomorrow on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we'll have coverage of high school wrestling around 2:30, the Luplac Conference Finals. That'll be followed by USHL hockey, Waterloo Blackhawks at the Tri-City Storm. Kind enough to talk to us about tonight's game, Kearney High head coach Scott Steinbrook, as the Bearcats fall in this one 51-65, a 14-point win here for Southeast. And coach, you hung with them for a long time, but they kind of got a hot hand late in the third quarter. And again, it just seemed like a few bounces went their way, and they just kind of continued to build that momentum that you couldn't stop.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there talking about the third quarter. You know, we were scoring with them for 2.5 to 3 quarters. the problem really wasn't offensively during that stretch. It was on the defensive end. We could not get stops. You know, we were trading baskets, and when you're down by 5 or 6 points, you know, at halftime, you can't come out and just trade baskets. You have to just dig in and get defensive stops, and we honestly were not able to do that. They got threes, they got post-ups, they got dribble penetration, and we just collectively as a team did not defend, you know, as we're capable of doing. You know, we kicked around the idea of throwing them some zone, but we were down double digits, and against a good disciplined team like Southeast, playing a zone with a 10 or 12-point deficit is not a recipe to get back into the game. So I'm disappointed with the way we played on defense. But bottom line is we got to bounce back. We got a long road trip against the scrappy Fremont team. We've got to find a way to get better. Kind of like we talked about in the pregame, we got to find a way to get better. And quite frankly, tonight, we didn't really get better in a lot of areas.
And it seemed, I don't know, I don't want to make excuses or anything, but there was a lot of balls that kind of got tipped around, and it always seemed like Southeast came up with it. And I don't know if they wanted it more or what have you, but it seemed like there was a couple opportunities where bounces could have gone your way that didn't, and you never really got that defensive momentum going.
Yeah, there was three of those in the third quarter, where one was a free throw checkout. A couple were long misses on threes where, you know, we had the opportunity to secure a loose ball, and their size, their speed, their length, whatever, their effort, I don't know what it was, but bottom line, they found a way to come up with those loose balls, and on all three of those loose balls that I can remember, they ended up converting. And that's a potential 5 to 10 point swing. One of them, they hit a three. One of them, we fouled them. They hit two free throws. And in a pretty tightly contested game, you know, you can't allow those possessions and those extra possessions, and we allowed them, you know, a lot of extra possessions. And then in the fourth quarter, we kind of became inefficient on offense because they were guarding us hard on the ball, and we just didn't shoot it well and turned it over a little bit.
Yeah, it almost felt like they kind of sensed that blood in the water. And again, if you're going to come back, you're going to have to score more than 8 points to kind of do that. And did you feel that maybe offensively in that fourth quarter, your team kind of pressed, pressed a little bit too hard, wanting to make something happen? I didn't think they took bad shots, but I think they might have been a little impatient.
Yeah,
how they moved the ball.
They knew that, you know, for us to be successful, we can't turn the ball over. And we had a few turnovers. We took a couple bad shots. But like you said, we did get some good shots. And you know what? Our shooters have got to shoot, and our shooters have got to make baskets. And, you know, it puts a lot of pressure on a kid when we have two or three guys that we really look to make shots. And if they're not shooting well, then it just kind of adds the pressure for them. It adds the pressure for everybody else. Early in the season, we were getting tremendous balance. We were having four or five people in double digits. And lately, part of that is teams come in against us with a good defensive game plan. They're game planning to take away certain guys and certain parts of our game. And credit to Southeast, in the first half, they didn't defend us all that well. Second half, you know, they defended our ball screens and our shooters a lot better.
You don't really have to worry about your team not being intense tomorrow, I wouldn't think, after this effort tonight. You know, you play a team that's 3-11 at their place. Sometimes that can be kind of a trap. Probably not one of the things you're going to have to worry about tomorrow.
Yeah, our guys, you know, they're resilient. You know, we've kind of took a few on the chin here lately, but we're a senior-dominated team. Out of our 8 or 9 guys that are consistent in our varsity rotation, 6 of them are seniors. And, you know, we're going to go as far as this senior class is willing to take us, willing and able to take us. So they've got to regroup in the locker room. We'll be back up here tomorrow morning for a shoot-around and kind of putting together a game plan for Fremont. And we've just got to come together as a team and rally and get better. And that's the bottom line. We've got to get better and get better by 7 o'clock tomorrow night against Fremont, because Fremont's not an easy place to go to. It's a 3-hour drive. They're big. They're physical. They're athletic. They've struggled scoring at times this year, but, you know, they really get after you on defense. And those big, long, physical teams like Southeast, those are the teams that we've struggled against. Everybody's point guard and everybody's two guard is bigger and stronger and longer than our post player is. But that's life for us right now. We got to find a way to deal with it. And right now we're not dealing with it very well. We're kind of, you know, lamenting the fact that we don't have a pick guy. Well, we got 1 6-3 post player, and we got to find a way to make that work.
Coach, appreciate the time. Best luck to you tomorrow.
See you next week.
All right, Scott Steinberg, the head boys basketball coach, as the Bearcats do fall to 10-5 on the season as they lose to Southeast 65-51. We do have an update for you on our game on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Elm Creek leads Pleasanton 35-33 as they're heading to the fourth quarter. And Doug Duda with a call on our sister station. Again, the last report, the Kearney Catholic girls in serious trouble. They were down big only about 3 minutes ago in the game. So more than likely, when they come back and play tomorrow afternoon right here on ESPN, they will have picked up another loss on the season. Once again, our final on this one, 65-51. And again, I guess I should probably mention the score. Kearney Catholic girls at last report trailing 41-25 with about 3 minutes to go in the game. Haven't heard a final on that one yet, but they'll be taking on Gothenburg tomorrow afternoon right here on ESPN. The girls' game coverage will begin around 2:20 or so, and the boys around 4 o'clock. Then the NFL playoffs for you on Sunday. We'll have college basketball for you Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And then on Friday, we'll have Norfolk at Kearney High. Check that. It'll actually be on Saturday. Norfolk at Kearney High for you right here on ESPN. So a doubleheader sweep here for Lincoln Southeast. So not what Kearney High had in mind when they started the evening, not what they wanted to have happen. But unfortunately, Southeast comes away with the doubleheader sweep. The girls win it 66-29, and the Southeast boys win it 65-51. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Stacy Johns back in the studios. I want to thank you so much for joining us for coverage of high school basketball. Until tomorrow from Kearney Catholic, good night, everybody, and go Bearcats.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Misco Sports has served Kearney.